Here's a game you can try. Ask the person closest to you right now the question, where does salsa music come from? Chances are they'll probably say Puerto Rico, Cuba, or Cali, Colombia. Well, they're all wrong. The correct answer is that salsa, as we know it, was born and raised in the barrios of New York City. And the music label that made it all happen was Fania Records. After years of huge hits, Fania crashed and burned in the 1980s. But recently, the label has been resurrected by new owners who have a new vision for its future. But not everybody from the old school is on board. Latino USA's Marlon Bishop has our story.
We're going to show you what we were doing back in 1968.
In 1968, Joe Batan was a kid from East Harlem, recording boogaloo tunes for an upstart Latin music label called Fania Records. Today, Joe is performing in a Staten Island park as part of Fania's 50th anniversary celebrations. A native New Yorker crowd of all shades has turned out. They're sitting back in fold-out chairs, dancing, and soaking up the nostalgia. Tony Lopez puffs on a cigar, looking like he's having the time of his life.
We're big-time Joe Batan fans, big-time, from way back in the day. And I'm telling you, I'm 55 years old. I was a kid when he came out with his music. He was off the hook, man.
The people gathered here aren't just fans of Batan. They're fans of Fania itself. And that's because Fania is no ordinary record label.
If you had to describe what Fania is in a few sentences, what does Fania mean?
Well, Motown is to R&B and soul. Fania is to salsa.
It's everything Latin. The culture, the music, the food.
The greatest Latin music label of all time.
The dance, the people, the language.
It's the personification of salsa.
That's what it means. It's to me.
Fania Records was founded in 1964 by two classic New York dudes. Johnny Pacheco was a Dominican immigrant who led the hottest Latin band in the city. Jerry Masucci was a street-smart lawyer and ex-cop from Brooklyn. They decided to team up and start a record label that could beat out Alegre Records, the top dog Latin label of the moment. Here's Joe Batan.
They fused this label, and of course, I guess the first artist they recorded was Johnny Pacheco. After that, they followed with Bobby Valentin. And then they branched out and got new talent like Willie Colon, and then finally they got me. The rest was history. They were two dynamic guys, really ahead of their time, and just captured the industry.
But Fania really exploded in the 70s when it became home base for an exciting new musical movement known as salsa.
A whole new world opened up with salsa. Yeah. And all of these artists were brought to different levels that they never thought that they were achieved. They were taken out of their leadership roles in their own particular bands and grouped into the Fania All-Stars, and it became a worldwide name.
We're hearing Celia Cruz at the legendary Fania All-Stars concert of 1973 when 40,000 fans packed Yankee Stadium. Fania recorded just about every great Latin artist of the era. Hector Lavoe, Ray Barreto, Ruben Blades, you name them. The label was grossing $5 million a year and commanding 80% of the market. But it wouldn't last. By 1980, Fania was in serious financial trouble. The label folded due to a perfect storm of changing music tastes, bad business decisions, and interpersonal problems. For years, the catalog essentially gathered dust. Until recently, that is.
My name's Michael Rucker, and I'm the Chief Marketing Officer for Codigo Group. We currently own the Fania catalog and brand.
In 2009, Fania's assets were bought by an investment firm called Signal Equity Partners, operating under the name Codigo Group. According to their website, Signal Equity specializes in leveraged buyouts, roll-ups, and restructurings. It was an unlikely match. Before Fania, they were busy buying up telephone exchanges. But Michael Rucker convinced the investors that there was money to be made in classic Latin music.
There's this huge opportunity to go out and look at Latin catalogs and to roll them up and to archive and to treat them right and to treat them with respect and then to collect on that respect.
The company bought not only Fania, but 14 other Latin catalogs from the same era, including Westside Latino and Cubanay Records.
Now today, we have almost 3,000 albums by 200 artists. Spanning almost 50 years of tropical music.
Taken together, it's an enormous chunk of Latin music history. They fished the master tapes out of old storage units and got the records up on digital services like Spotify and iTunes. They also pressed up new best of albums and began selling t-shirts bearing art from classic Fania album covers.
And that's really what we're doing from a business standpoint, and so far it's worked really well for us.
Meanwhile in the Bronx, things haven't been working very well for Mike Amadeo, owner of the famed Casa Amadeo Salsa record shop.
¿Cómo estás? Marlon.
Mike Amadeo.
The store has been in continuous operation since 1941, but it might not last much longer.
Business is lousy. Nobody in the music business is going to tell me after 64 years that this is going to be like it was before. It will never happen again.
Amadeo says that in Fania's heyday, records flew off the shelves. He made $7,000 a week, more than three times what he takes in today. He says there used to be 100 ballrooms with live bands in the Bronx alone. Today, not one is left. And if you ask him about the new Fania owners, let's just say he's not pleased.
Let him buy an American record company, you know, for the English-speaking people where they know what the hell they're doing.
Amadeo was once a shot caller in the salsa industry, back when everyone involved were friends and extended family from the barrio. He and other old-timers say they feel neglected by the new Fania. Amadeo, for example, says the new owners never once called him up to try to learn from his decades of experience selling music to the community.
What Fania is doing right now is killing the industry. The few people that go to the stores to buy records, they want the original recordings as they came out.
The thing is, the new Fania isn't particularly interested in reaching the people that go to the stores to buy records. For Michael Rucker, there's a different audience in mind.
How do we take this to a younger audience today? Because at the end of the day, if you're not reinventing, if you're not going to and finding new listeners, then ultimately you die. And that's exactly what we don't want to happen.
In an attempt to reach younger audiences, Fania has been working with DJs and putting out remix albums that sample their catalog. For some members of the salsa community, like Mike Amadeo, this is sacrilege. But Joe Batan, for one, isn't so sure.
If you sit on history, it dies, right? So you gotta lift yourself from your seat, let history breathe, and then pass it on. And then you have a chance with your music.
It's unclear whether the new Fania will succeed in reaching the youth. The label won't share sales numbers, so we don't know how well they're actually doing. But at least they're trying, says Batan, and giving the next generation a chance to decide what Fania means to them. For Latino USA, I'm Marlon Bishop.